الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل والذين يتوفون منكم ويذرون أزواجا وصية لأزواجهم متاعا إلى الحول غير إخراج فإن خرجنا فلا جناح عليكم فيما فعلن في أنفسهن من معروف والله عزيز حكيم صدق الله وللمطلقات متاع بالمعروف حقا على المتقين كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تعقلون صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, if you had been following the last few verses, you would notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all along these pages in Quran, Allah was discussing laws pertaining to nikah, laws pertaining to a divorce, and laws pertaining to the iddah period of a woman, and some laws also pertaining to mahar. And this was a discussion, and these were the verses related to this discussion. Until yesterday, probably this question now would arise in your mind. Yesterday we spoke about salah, hafidhu ala salawati wa salatil wusta. And now we see that after that particular verse, there's one more injunction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us. And this injunction Allah gives us actually relates or pertains to the same cause of discussion that we were speaking about prior to the verse of salah. So what is the link now between salah and nikah and divorce and iddah, etc.? Mufassirin mentioned that the point and the idea is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to tell you that, O insan, there should be this constant orientation and focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like how you have that constant focus and orientation towards Allah in your salah, in the same way you should have it in all other aspects of your life, especially in your social relationships like marriage, etc. So like how you focused on Allah in salah, keep yourself focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all your other affairs, especially in your social relationships like nikah and talaq, etc. So this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says now in this verse, وَالَّذِينَ يُتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجًا. And those of you whose husbands have passed away, and now they leave you behind as widows, Allah now addresses these males by saying, وَصِيَّةً, that they should make a will for their spouses, that مَتَاعًا إِلَى الْحَوْلِ غَيْرَ إِخْرَاجٍ, that they must be provided by the inheritance, those who have inherited the wealth of the deceased, that they should look after these women for a year without removing them out of their homes. Now we know the mas'ala is 4 months, 10 days is the iddah period of a woman whose husband passed away. Then we see after that, after this 4 months, 10 days, a woman also may get married. But this verse we see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the males that they should bequeath or they should make a will that those wives of theirs can even remain in those homes up to a year. And that too, they must be provided also for a year. When we speak about providing them, it means providing them with nafaqa. All the expenses must be taken care of, food, etc. Likewise, they should provide them with residency also in that home of the husband. So for 1 year, she can remain in that home without being removed from that home. This verse is actually abrogated by a verse that came previously. Previously, we mentioned that the ruling regarding this woman is that 4 months, 10 days is a iddah period, and after that she may look after that for her husband, for his spouse, for herself, and then live on with life. But here we see in this verse, up to 1 year she can remain in that home, and nobody can remove her out of that home. Actually, what had happened was, in the early days of Islam, there was a person by the name of Harith bin Hakim. He migrated from Makkah and he went to Medina Munawwara. He, his wife, and his awlad, his children, and even his parents migrated with him. The moment he reached Medina Munawwara, Ibn Hayyan al-Andalusi reports this in his book. He says that this sahabi passed away. Now when the sahabi passed away, who's going to take care of his family? This is when Nabi Karim s.a.w. said, okay, that now his family will be taken care of for 1 year by the inheritors of that deceased. Then after that, as Islam, you know, the days in Islam had passed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then made the law easier, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abrogated this law by a verse that came previously in Quran, which we discussed already, the tafsir of that verse. Here in this verse, Allah says now, وَصِيَّةً لِأَزْوَاجِهِمْ, they should bequeath, make a will for their spouses, that they should be provided up to a year, غَيْرَ إِخْرَاجٍ, without them being removed from that home. But listen, during the course, or during that interim now, during the course of that year, if these women decide to come out of the home to get married, etc., فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ. So long as the iddah period has passed already, then there is no sin upon you in what they do, in whatever good they do for themselves. Now they may seek a partner. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah is most powerful, Allah is all wise. Allah again says, and as for remember, this is related to a person. The law of this verse, the injunction that is given in this verse, is related to a person whose husband passed away. And she was not divorced. You should look after her. Allah says, like how you look after such a woman, in the same way, even women who are divorced, you need to take care of them as well. So Allah says, وَلِلْمُطَلَّقَاتِ مَتَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Their needs should also be taken. حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُتَّقِينَ. This is a right upon all those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, thus, like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to you all His signs, all His verses, so that you may reflect and ponder over these verses. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.